Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Caberti, founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you 3 new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And before we jump into today's episode, let me ask you a quick question. How much would your life change if you could make 6 figures from your content? Imagine being able to quit your 9-to-5 job, do what you love for a living, and spend more time with your family. That's what we help our students do at the Content Marketing Plaza, an 8-week program that will help you build your way to 6 figures via your content. You can learn more about the Plaza by heading over to contentmarketingplaza.com, which will be in the show notes. All right, let's jump right back into the episode. One of the great things about the web and all the opportunities we have today is that we have the ability to really impact a lot of people through our work. And it's a lot easier to start now than it was before. But even now, with all these great opportunities around us, how can we really harness what we have, harness our skills, and become this go-to expert in our industry? One of the ways to do that is to use publicity to grow your business and in the process establish yourself as an expert and impact millions. We are going to talk about how exactly to use publicity to achieve these goals in today's episode. And today's guest, she is a publicity and marketing strategist who helps experts, authors, and coaches go from hidden gem to admired industry leader and even a household name. She's helped clients and students get featured in places like O, the Oprah Magazine, Forbes, and Inc., and land interviews on popular podcasts and national TV. Many of her clients have become industry leaders with 7-figure businesses, raving fan bases, and hundreds of thousands of followers. Today's guest for episode 320 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Selena Su. Selena, it is such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I'm so happy to be here.
Selena, it's really great to have you on the show, and I feel like we all want to just be able to impact millions of people, be able to be these experts, have our businesses grow, and publicity is really the big connector for all of those things. And I know you go really deep into that in your program, impacting millions. So I'm wondering if you could share a little bit why you decided to create that program and just a brief overview of what it really is.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the place I want to start is like even defining the term publicity, explaining, you know, what I mean when I say publicity, because a lot of times, you know, people have misconceptions about publicity. They think about publicity and they think, you know, old school, like maybe, you know, TV, newspapers, like, oh, is that really relevant? We've got Facebook ads today or whatever it is. And when I'm thinking about publicity, it's really, you know, much broader. There's so many different types of publicity out there. And publicity is basically a third party that has an audience that is telling people about your work and saying, you've got to check out this person. You've got to read their article. You've got to listen to their interview. This is their valuable tips. So as business owners, like we all need third party people to be talking about us, because it's one thing for us to be like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm the best at what I do. But that's not as persuasive, convincing, impactful as someone who, whether it's an influencer who's got a podcast or a website that has a million visitors a month, saying, you know, this person is the number one expert at what they do, and their stuff is so valuable that we're publishing on our website, that we're devoting a full hour to an interview. So publicity is broad. I mean, it's, you know, it's writing on top online sites, it's podcasts, it could be magazines, newspapers, TV. It could also be an influencer that's got a really large platform, and they start sharing your content on their social media platform, which has got its own audience. So I like to think of publicity really broadly, and I believe that every business owner needs publicity for their business. Otherwise, their business is just, you know, it's like it's dead, right? You need that buzz. You need other people saying, yes, this is something for you to pay attention to.
And I really like how you take a broader approach with publicity. And I mean, you really have to think about the podcasting. That's a opportunity that, I mean, podcasting seems to keep growing year after year. You've got the magazine, you've got the big websites, which I feel like a lot of people think about, but there are just so many more ways to gain that publicity. And again, I really do like that broader approach because it opens the door to more opportunities. But I also feel like if you open it really broad, which is great, I feel like in the beginning stage, there could be a little overwhelm. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how exactly do we get the publicity and just not get overwhelmed because of all these options around us?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I created my Impacting Millions program because I want to help people get publicity, but I don't want them to feel overwhelmed. I want them to have a step-by-step approach to follow. And so one of the first things that you need to do is first to figure out, like, what is the right publicity for me? Because like you said, there are so many opportunities. It's like, where do I even begin? And the way to begin is really by getting clear first and foremost on what your business goals are. Like, why do you even want publicity in the first place? And what kind of publicity is actually going to move your business goals forward? And, you know, your business goals are going to be dependent on what's your business model. What are your offerings? So, you know, there are some people, their business model is, I want to sell a ton of books that are, you know, $20 each. For other people, their business model is, I've got like a $5,000 or a $10,000 coaching program, right? So these different people are going to want different types of publicity. For the person that's got the $5,000 to $10,000 coaching program, they need high ticket clients. They don't need everyone in the world to know about them, but they need very specific people. Whereas with a book that's $20, you know, anyone could benefit from that. And maybe with a book in particular, you want, you know, many thousands, tens of thousands, even millions of people to be able to, you know, pick up the book, read it, be impacted by it. So you got to get clear on what your business goals are. And then you've got to understand what kind of publicity will help you with your various goals. So I created this framework called the Publicity Pyramid. So I want you to imagine a pyramid, a triangle, and there's a few different levels. There's five levels to the triangle, the pyramid. At the very bottom, this is the home base. So your home base is your online presence. That's your website. That's your blog. For some people, maybe it's their Instagram, right? But you want to have that home base because you want to establish your identity. And once you have your home base online, then it's like that's a way for people to get to know about you. And, you know, like if you're pitching yourself for an opportunity, like you want to be on Business Insider as an expert, or, you know, you want to be on a TV station, but people Google you and they can't find any kind of home base. They're like, wait, is this a real person? Like, is this person truly an expert? So it's helpful to have some kind of online presence. So that's step one. And if you already have a home base, that's amazing. You already started working your way up the publicity pyramid, and perhaps you've been writing posts for your blog or your newsletter, and that's, you're already starting to create content. So that's kind of step one. The next level is guest posts. And so the benefit of guest posts are there's a lot of great sites that have mainstream credibility. You can reach a large audience. You can get that powerful mainstream credibility, whether you're on a place like Huffington Post or Forbes or MindBodyGreen. And also, these opportunities are easier to get. There's a lot of websites that are dedicated to just, you know, having people contribute content. That's our business model. So it's, you know, guest posts are the easier opportunities to get, and you have a lot of editorial control over what you say. So you can really express your ideas in depth. You can share your story. It's a great way for people to meaningfully connect and understand your work. And then the third level in the publicity pyramid is podcasts. So after you have written your ideas, you shared your story in writing, now you can talk about it in a back and forth conversation. And so what I love about podcasts is that podcasts typically, you know, allow you to reach a very niche audience. There may be people that listen to an influencer's podcast, and this could be an influencer that has online courses that would be a perfect complement, you know, that audience to buying your coaching program, let's say. And even though maybe not everybody has heard of the podcast, maybe the podcast isn't a household name, but for your ideal clients that are spending big bucks and who are investing an hour into listening to your story, these are perfect people to help you grow your business and to sign up for your programs. And then the next level up is magazines. And magazines, you know, allow you to reach a much more mainstream audience. You know, people bring magazines on the beach with them. They're at airports or the dentist's office, so they're everywhere. Lots of people have access to them. But with magazines, typically you wouldn't be able to sell, like, a super high-end product through a magazine, but if you've got a book or an app or some kind of smaller price points product, being in magazines is great. And then there's TV, which is, you know, a lot of people want to start there. They're like, oh, I want to be interviewed by Oprah. I want to be on the Today Show. But it's something that you have to work up towards, because with TV, also with interviews, like, they're often only a couple of minutes, maybe 3 or 5 minutes. So you really have to have your talking points down. And you also have to be good on camera. And TV allows you to reach like that big mainstream audience. So I just share that pyramid framework because depending on what the price point of your product is, whether you want to go mainstream or niche, that's really going to determine the kind of publicity you want to target.
And that whole pyramid is really interesting. I mean, you've got the different publicity is good in different scenarios. Like you want to make sure you can talk about what you want to spread before you get onto the podcast. So it's really interesting to think about those things and getting clear also on why we're getting this publicity. Do we want to promote the coaching package? Do we want to get training course sales? What exactly is the purpose of us getting all this publicity? But there are some people who they aren't really sure about themselves. They think, why would someone listen to me? Why would people want me on their podcast or want me on the TV show or want me on these big magazines? So for someone who's thinking some of those kinds of thoughts, how can they like create a story or do work that would get picked up by the media?
Right, yeah. So when it comes to the media, I mean, first and foremost, they're looking for you to provide valuable advice for their audience. So if you are someone who is an expert, you know, of any sort, who has mastered some kind of skill or who knows more than other people, then you got valuable advice to share with people. But yeah, this happens a lot where people are like, oh, there's other people out in the world that know more than me. Like, why would anyone be interested in interviewing me? And the thing is, the media is always looking for different perspectives. They're actually not looking to interview the same person all the time. You know, there are certain, let's say it's a magazine, it's a health magazine, and they're writing about health issues every single month, and they've got multiple articles. They don't want to just be quoting the same people all the time. In fact, I had a friend at Oprah Magazine who was saying that they can, you know, they can't have the same people in all the articles. They have to find new experts. So they're always looking for new voices with different perspectives and opinions and backgrounds. They're looking for that diversity. So there is someone out there looking, you know, for your advice. I will say that if you're able to deliver your advice in an interesting way or offer a unique perspective, it's going to be a bit more valuable to the media. For example, you know, maybe someone is looking for a doctor, and a lot of doctors talk in like really clinical terms, and that's, you know, the magazine's going to want someone who can talk in more mainstream terms or share an interesting story or explain things in a way where it's like people get it right away. So, you know, it's also, you know, how you're explaining your ideas and, you know, the valuable tips are going to make people's lives easier.
And really interesting you say, breaking it down for anyone to understand, because you could talk really advanced. I mean, we could talk about KPIs, something like really advanced on this podcast. KPI, by the way, stands for a key performance indicator. What is the thing that you look at to determine how well you're performing? But if you're talking like KPI and something like over the heads of a lot of people, that's not going to get you a lot of media. And even if it does, people aren't going to be able to understand you. So really great point there. But one of the, I mean, you mentioned like earlier that you were connected with someone from Oprah Magazine where they want different people each time. So it definitely puts a lot of us, gives us an advantage, because if we haven't been on the media yet, like we are a different voice, but we do need those relationships. So I'm wondering, how exactly do we build relationships with people, who can get us on the media, and what kind of roles do these people have? So who exactly should we be building the relationships with, and how do we go about doing it?
Yeah, I'm all about relationships. So I love this question. And there's a, you know, different people you can build relationships with to help you get publicity. So one are, you know, people who are working in the media. It's their full-time job to, you know, get in people to cover, you know, interesting profiles, valuable advice, and so forth. So there's those kinds of media professionals. And there's also people that are like kind of hybrid, where, you know, they are, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs themselves, and they have a media platform. So for example, let's say Pat Flynn, right? He's got a podcast, but that's not his whole business. He also has online courses and, you know, other things that he offers and workshops. And then the other category of person would be someone who has been featured in the media. Because if someone's been featured in the media, then they've got relationships. So they could potentially introduce you to someone. Maybe they've been on a podcast, but does it make sense for them to keep on coming back to the podcast? Because, you know, you only get one interview, let's say, but they could recommend you to the host. Or, you know, with the Pat Flynn example, I feel like there can be even more opportunities to build relationships with these kinds of people, because there's different ways to kind of connect with them, whether it is, you know, going to their live events, joining one of their online courses, being introduced to a friend and so forth, you know, where it's like part friendship and, you know, another kind of relationship, but then also could be part like, okay, media. And then there's people that are purely like working in the media and it's their full-time job. So you want to kind of categorize these people differently, because there's going to be a different way for you to build the relationship. But with the media, I would say first and foremost, like, they are looking to build relationships with people that can offer valuable advice to their audience. So you always want to make it really easy for them. You want to pitch story ideas that are actually relevant to them and lay it out on a silver platter, because, you know, they're waiting for your pitch and they're hoping that you're going to send them an idea where they're like, yes, this is perfect. Oh my gosh, I want to include you. And I want to go back to a point you made earlier, Mark, about, you know, like KPIs. And sometimes there can be things that are very niche that maybe might make sense, like, if you're on a particular podcast, but might not make sense to a lot of media outlets. So a lot of people I know, they want to be in places like Entrepreneur and Business Insider and Forbes. And sometimes they're tempted to write about things like survey funnels or, you know, evergreen webinar and, you know, things that are really actually quite niche. And when you think about the magazine and the audience or the website, you know, they have millions of people. And that's not the thing that, you know, the average person coming to their website is thinking about. So you actually want to think about what are some more mainstream topics that would apply to a lot of people. So if I was looking to get into any of these publications, I wouldn't pitch anything really niche. I would go more broad. And topics that are more broad would be things like how to get clients, how to get more referrals for your business. It would be things like, you know, if it was a career topic, salary negotiation, getting a promotion, you know, networking, confidence, social skills. These are broad topics. And sometimes people go too niche. So I would say, like, one of the best ways to build a relationship, I mean, it's honestly like pitching really well, pitching topics that are relevant to them, story ideas that are relevant. And then also after, you know, you're done, like, keep on building the relationship. Say, you know, is there anything else I can help you with? Do you have any articles that are coming up that you need other experts? And sometimes you're not pitching yourself. Sometimes you're like, oh, I know a perfect person for you. Let me put you in touch with them. And you're helping them find experts for the story. But when you've got that relationship and you're like a trusted person where you're just showing up to be helpful, regardless of whether it benefits you or not, you're going to be someone that they look forward to, you know, continuing to work with and be in touch with.
And I mean, yeah, it's interesting you mentioned just having this really great pitch, because at the end of the day, you need to have a good pitch. Like, if you have a good relationship but you don't have a good pitch, it's not going to work. And you mentioned sending the pitch to them.
Yeah.
And do you mean, like, are you sending it to a certain person who has a certain role? Like, I've heard a lot of people, they send it to editors, or are you going through, like, the form that these people have on their site saying you submit through this form to be considered to be a columnist or a guest or something like that?
Oh yeah, that's a really great question. So I would say it's different for different publications. For some places, they really want you to submit through the online form because they want to streamline the process. For example, I was recently in touch with an editor that I know at Inc.com, and I was telling her about someone who I thought could be a really great columnist. And she's like, can you please have them fill out this specific form? Because we want to, you know, they've got all these questions that they want to collect answers to. And so that is their strong preference. I would say if you have a relationship, or you can identify who's a perfect editor, I would say start there and just pitch them directly. And then if they say, you know, this is great, but, you know, I would love for you to fill out the online form, then you can go there. But, you know, people typically, they'll either let you know, like, directly in email correspondence, or there'll be something on their website. I know for some people, they say, you know, if you want to become a podcast guest, please fill out this specific form. for us. So I would say it really depends, but I would always think about, you know, is there a specific person that I can email? That's usually the best route, unless they say, you know, please fill out the specific form.
That's an interesting analysis because I mean, I've heard a lot of people say go to the decision maker, skip the form entirely, but it sounds like some of these decision makers, they will only entertain your option if you go through the form because it really does streamline a lot of the process of making decisions. So it's definitely very interesting insight there. I know you mentioned earlier, I mentioned how you help some of your clients reach seven figures. I know you've been able to do it yourself, and I know a big fuel for that is the publicity, but what exactly do you see as the model for reaching seven figures? Do you see it as a lot of publicity for a course or a coaching program? Like, how exactly would that model look?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say with scaling your business, the most important thing is figuring out the right business model for you. And then publicity really supports it, right? So with your publicity, that's a way for you to share more about like your amazing offers. But if you don't have actual offers or a business model that's going to work with you, for you, then you are not going to scale to seven figures. So I would say everyone's path is different. You know, there are some people that specialize in doing things really high touch, and they've got like high end, you know, $25,000 masterminds or $10,000 coaching packages or $5,000 events, and they, you know, need smaller numbers of people to say yes in order to grow and scale their business. And then there's other people that, you know, they've got really big email lists, and it's more about like selling in volume and selling, you know, lots of, you know, $197 courses. So it just depends on what your personal strengths are and the strengths of the business. But typically it is easier to sell high ticket, you know, and sell smaller quantities. But in the end of the day, because it's high ticket, like you're making a lot more money more quickly. And with high ticket, there's obviously, you know, bigger profit margins, which allow you to reinvest in your business. I would say, you know, as you grow and scale your company, having a sales team can be really valuable. But yeah, I mean, I could talk about business models for a while, but they're all quite different. But the cool thing about publicity is like when you're doing, let's say, like even a podcast interview, you can be talking about your offers and, you know, and people can get really excited and reach out and be like, oh, I'm interested in attending your workshop, or I would love to join that program. And let's say you've got like a $5,000 offer and you've got like, you know, four people that are interested, then you know, have made $20,000, or there's one person listening to the podcast interview who's perfect for your $25,000 mastermind. So publicity can really help accelerate things and create buzz and get more people hearing about your work. But you definitely need a business model and offers in place in order for it to translate into more money for your business.
And I mean, it's really great that you mentioned some of those examples, like getting four clients for the coaching and getting $20,000 based on how you price it, because knowing that model in advance really helps when you are on the getting that publicity, because then you know how to scale up and also what you are scaling. So really interesting insights there. And obviously, there are a lot of people who they want the publicity. Some of them may have been doing very conscious outreach, but not getting the results that they want right now. And I'm wondering if you could share with us what you believe holds most people back from being able to get the publicity that they're looking for.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I mean, one is they're not sure where to begin. They don't know what's the right publicity for them. And then, you know, and once you figure out what's the right kind of publicity, you have to figure out like, okay, what are the particular shows or websites I want to be on? So I've got like a couple of different techniques for people to figure that out. One of them is the follow the leader technique. And I'll share that because, you know, people find that really valuable. But let's say you're like, okay, I'm a digital marketing expert and I want to be on more podcasts because I know that people listen to my podcast interview. They may want to hire me to develop a funnel for my business. So what I would say to that person is, you know, figure out who are the top leaders in your industry, make a list of 5 to 10 leaders in your industry, and then do research and find out where have they been featured? Do they have a media or press page? Or can you go onto iTunes in the podcast section and just type in their name? Like if you type into my name into, you know, the iTunes podcast section, you're going to see all the podcasts I've ever appeared on. So if you do that for 5 to 10 of the top leaders in your industry, you're going to discover a podcast that you might not have thought about, but yet, you know, this is where the top people are spending their time. This is where they're showing up. This is where they feel like, you know, it's a good investment for their business to be on their this podcast. So those are good ones for you to consider. So that's one way for you to start building your media list. The other thing is there's also a lot of like research that's done for you. So let's say you're a personal development expert. You can Google like top personal development blogs and you'll see lists like here are the top 50 personal development blogs. Here's a top 100. Here's a top 20. And you can really do that for any industry. You can also ask your audience and you can say, you know, have them fill out a form and say, what are podcasts that you frequently listen to? Or what are top, you know, business websites or health websites? And you can have your audience tell you where they're hanging out. So between those three different methods, you can pretty quickly figure out where you want to be seen. So I would say, I mean, there's a couple of things, but one is like, people don't know where to start. They don't know which outlets to be on. So that, you know, we just cover that. But I would say another big thing is like the mindset piece. You know, a lot of people think, well, like, you know, I'm afraid, what if I mess up? Who am I to like, think that I could get this opportunity? I just started my business. You know, am I like a fraud for, you know, wanting to be on this podcast and positioning myself as an expert? So there's really so many obstacles that people have to overcome. And I'll just kind of quickly share a personal story of kind of my first interview and some things that I had to kind of get over in order to start getting publicity for myself. Because sometimes it's like we can know how to do things, just like I know how to get other people publicity. But early on, I was like not that comfortable with getting it for myself. So this was about 6 years ago, and I had a client who was like a huge fan of mine. She's like, Selena, you are so awesome. I want to interview you. I want to share you with my email list. I want to do a Skype video interview. And I remember being so scared because I had never really been interviewed before in my life. Like maybe I'd done a job interview, but that was like so long ago. And the idea of being in video just like really, really terrified me. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to say yes, because this person is my cheerleader. She wants to help get the word out. And of course, that would help me in my business. And so I did the interview and I was nervous the whole time. And I watched the recording later. And I remember being with I had a couple interns at the time, and I was watching the interview and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm talking so fast. I've got terrible eye contact. Like I seem nervous and just thinking like, oh my gosh, this is like a huge disaster. Like, I don't think I can share this with my email list. And then I talked to my interns about it, and they're like, honestly, Selena, I really don't think you did that bad. I think that there was a lot of useful advice that you shared. And meanwhile, I was also having them like count my filler words because I was working on my public speaking. And I think they had counted like 137 filler words in like the 40-minute interview. So I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. But, you know, I realized that my interns were like, you know what, I really think that you should share it. A couple of things. So one is, you know, we are our own worst critic. So I was going into the, you know, thinking about the interview being like, okay, where did I mess up? Where did I screw up and make a fool of myself? And like focusing on all the places that we weren't perfect. And that's how we are as human beings. But the thing is, like, other people are not going to notice that nearly as much as you. And also people aren't expecting perfection. You know, they want to hear from a real human being. So sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. And then the second thing is that in order to be good at something, we actually have to do it a lot, which means not being the absolute best at it in the beginning. So it's like, you know, I could look at people that I admire and be like, oh, wow, they're so eloquent. They're so well-spoken. But it's like, yeah, but they've been doing this for 10 years and they've had a lot of experience. But for all of us, for our very first interview, for our very first article, it's never going to be as good as it might be, you know, years down the road with tons of experience. And then the third thing I realize is that, you know, there's a lot of people that can benefit from what I have to say and share. And that goes for everyone who's listening to this. You've got valuable advice that people can benefit from. And so by not sharing it, it's like you are, you know, you're not able to then help and impact people. So kind of taking the focus off of, oh my gosh, like, where did I mess up, to being like, I've got something valuable to share and I really want to help people. That takes the pressure off. So those were some kind of insights, aha moments, and mindset shifts that helped me get a lot more comfortable with getting publicity.
Selena, thanks for sharing those insights with us. I mean, a lot of things we could talk about right away. I mean, that first interview, that first piece you published, it's not going to be as good as if you continue for 5, 10 years, even more than that. You're just going to get better each time. I mean, I know, like, with this podcast, my first interview is not nearly as good as this one. First bunch of blog posts were really bad compared to what I do now, but you definitely get better over time. And I mean, at that moment, I just used a filler word. I was just thinking about what you said about tracking your filler words. And even to this day, I mean, I definitely use some filler words. It's not as much as in the past, but there are definitely some filler words that get used because it's a conversation. Then that's part of some of the conversation. It's definitely natural to do it, but something to pay attention to if you're going to go all in as a speaker or being a guest on other podcasts. But that's something more advanced that could be done later also, not something to stress about right now.
Exactly.
And I mean, normally I ask about like a big challenge that you faced on your journey. I mean, you already went really deep into just finding that confidence in yourself to basically get on more podcasts, get on the stage. So if you want to share another big challenge you faced in your journey to getting all this publicity, maybe talk about the Impacting Millions program and some of the challenge you had with setting that up and some of the powerful lessons you learned for whichever challenge you picked that happened to you in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to share one more. So, you know, one of the things I've always been really uncomfortable with is video and podcast interviews. Like that feels a lot easier, especially when it's audio only. But when I, you know, in the past, you know, if I had to look at myself, like it was a lot harder. And I would say that interviews are easier than other kinds of video because it's like someone asks a question, you answer it. But the idea of me like, you know, creating a 3-part video series was something that really terrified me. And I was always like, oh, well, you know, I've had a lot of success in my business. I haven't had to do it. But I did realize, like my boyfriend told me, it was last summer, he was like, you know, if you really want to take Impacting Millions to the next level, you really should consider doing video and getting out there. Because, you know, with Impacting Millions, that program is a program that I have a lot of people support me in getting the word out. And Mark, you're one of the people. So I'm so grateful for that. And there's all these new people that have never heard about me before, have no idea who I am. And so video is one of those ways to build the know, like, and trust factor very quickly. And when he told me that, you know, that I should do it. I really have to do it if I'm looking at taking to the next level. I remember crying because I knew that he was right. And I just had so much resistance. And I was just so worried about freezing up or sounding robotic or awkward or making a fool of myself or all these different things. But I actually pushed through my fear and I did create a 3-part video series that I'm really proud of. And that actually is the free gift I want to share with people. So I know that you'll include that in the show notes, but basically they can opt in to watch my 3-part video series on how to get publicity for your business and how to come up with the right story ideas and all the things that you need to do to get someone to say yes to feature you and for them to, you know, whether it's featuring on a big website or sending a list of 250,000 people, you know, and telling them all about your work, but how you actually make that happen. And it was the best feeling when people were like, oh my gosh, you know, the video series, like I loved it so much, you know? And so that was a big fear that I had to overcome. But I think that, you know, people were like, I got so much out of it. And I felt like I connected with you at a deeper level. So that was something huge for me. And actually something that I wanted to share, Mark, is that, we have something really special for people. If they opt in to the video series and they watch all 3 videos, they have a chance to fill out a form so that I know that they've watched the videos, and they have a chance to win a all expenses paid trip to New York City, where I'll fly them out, put them up in a hotel, and they'll get to connect with me and the media, and meet some of my influencer friends. And so we did this for the first time in 2018. We're doing it again in 2019. So they opt into the video series, they have a chance to win a special trip to New York City.
Selena, thank you for sharing with us that big challenge, going over that hurdle to creating videos and then just getting really good at it. And thank you again for sharing that free gift with us, which will be in the show notes, markcompany.com/E320. And one of the things that I also want to ask you, I mean, you mentioned 3 video training. I'm going to throw the 3 out there again. I'm wondering if you could share with us 3 great books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorite books is called Stand Out, and it's written by Dori Clark. And it's really about how do you stand out in a crowded marketplace and not just be seen as just another expert, just another coach, just another consultant, but really be positioned as that thought leader. So Stand Out, I feel like, is a perfect complement for my work. So I love that book. I also love the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, which is about making sure that your business is profitable. I mean, it sounds like, you know, of course you would want that, but a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people have cash flow issues in their business. A lot of people, you know, they're paying others, and when it comes time to pay themselves, they realize they don't have any money. So that is a really powerful book. And another book I like, also by Mike Michalowicz, is called Clockwork. And that's about how to set up your business so that it runs like clockwork and you're not so, you know, tangled in the day-to-day of, you know, the business, that you have other people, other team members who are taking full ownership, who are handling a lot of your business so that you can scale and grow.
Selena, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes. Mike Michalowicz is actually a good friend. He's been on the Breakthrough Success podcast twice, so we'll throw those links in the show notes as well for anyone interested in listening to those after our interview with Selena, who has really shared a lot of incredible insights about boosting our publicity. And I've been lucky enough to be able to ask you a lot of different questions throughout time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
I would say the question would be, what are the relationships I need to build to grow my business? I really believe that relationships are everything. I also think that relationships are very connected to publicity, because when someone believes in you and they just think you're amazing, they're going to want to share your work with the world. And there's a lot of, you know, publicity and visibility opportunities that aren't like being advertised. You know, there's no one making an announcement, and there's, you know, people are selecting people based on who they already have relationships with, who they feel a personal connection to. So, I mean, absolutely, like we talked about before, you need to have great story ideas. I mean, you need to be positioned as an expert. There's these things you need. But I will say that if you have relationships, that really is the ultimate accelerator to reaching your goals.
Selena, really great question. I definitely believe that the relationships you have really make a big difference. I mean, that's one of the benefits of having a podcast. I've been able to interview hundreds of people, and the relationships really form a lot that I've been able to do on my end. And I'm sure that the same can be said about you and about a lot of the people listening, because relationships are really important. So thank you for that tidbit, that question we should be asking ourselves, and for sharing all of your great insights throughout time together. For everyone listening, we will include again that free 3-video series that Selena has offered us. That will be in the show notes of this episode. But Selena, I can't thank you enough for coming on Breakthrough Success and sharing all of your great insights with us today. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark. This was awesome.
Want to dominate the podcasting industry? Now you can with your free copy of my book, Podcast Domination. You'll learn how to launch, grow, and monetize your very own show. And whether you are a beginner or an expert, this book has a lot of golden nuggets for you. We'll cover the cost of producing this book. All we ask is that you cover the shipping. To get your copy, head over to markgaberti.com/PD.